USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks are rallying at the end of the week as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 307 points to close at 25,886. The NASDAQ and S&P were also up. Real Clear Markets editor John Tamney reminds us all the one key thing to our economy.
The reality is the U.S. stock market is priced with growth in China in mind. Apple gets a fifth of its iPhone sales from China. It's McDonald's second largest market. It's Nike's second largest market. GM sells more cars there than it does in North America. Boeing sells a quarter of its planes there. And so long as we are browbeating China and having a war with them, we're limiting the ability of U.S. businesses to sell there, and that's dangerous.
The New York City Medical Examiner says Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in his Manhattan jail cell. The autopsy released today determines that the official cause of death was suicide. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Turning now to political news, can you guess which Democratic White House hopeful has released a plan to help Native Americans? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The proposal does not mention Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's prior claims about having Native American ancestry herself. Of course, you know President Trump regularly refers to Warren as Pocahontas.
Elizabeth Warren? Pocahontas?
The great Pocahontas!
The policy proposal calls for criminal justice reform on tribal lands and urges the Justice Department to investigate and prosecute what it calls an epidemic of sexual assaults and murders committed against Native American women. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Robert Mueller's report on his investigation's findings related to Russian election interference and the Trump campaign has been downloaded more than 800 million times. That's according to newly released federal documents. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
President Trump holding a Keep America Great Again rally in New Hampshire. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Another lively Trump rally, this one in New Hampshire. President Trump pointing out a heckler who interrupts his speech.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising. Get him out of here, please. Got a bigger problem than I do. Got a bigger problem than all of us. Now he goes home and his mom says, "What the hell have you just done?"
Now, during his remarks in Manchester, the president tackles what he believes is the Democratic agenda.
The radical Democrats are trying to tear America apart. They vilify anyone who doesn't share their extreme views.
The president has no public events scheduled for Friday. Today marks 42 years since rock and roll star Elvis Presley died. A vigil was held Thursday for the king at his Graceland estate in Memphis, Tennessee. These fans say they'll always remember Elvis.
I've always been a fan since I was about 15. I've always wanted to come, and I had the opportunity.
I've been an Elvis fan since I was 14 years old, and now I get to live my dream and bring people to Memphis every year.
Presley died of a heart attack at the age of 42. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.